Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A, questions and answers. Thanks for tuning in to radio.lds.org. That's our homepage. If you'd like to download this program or podcast this program, you're more than welcome to do that. It's free. Just go to our website at radio.lds.org. Or if you have a comment or a suggestion for Q&A, you can reach us by email at radio@ldschurch.org. We also have a toll-free number. You can call us and leave us a message or leave us your ideas at 1-877-MY-LDS-321. We received an email that said, quote, "Every month we report on our home teaching. I don't understand why it's so important. Please help me to understand more fully," close quote. That is a great question that's been given to us. We'll do our very best to answer your question. We should probably start with the charge from the Savior Jesus Christ himself. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 51 through 55, it states, "Watch over the church always, and be with and strengthen them, and see that there is no iniquity in the church, and see that the church meet together often, and also see that all the members do their duty, and visit the house of each member, exhorting them to pray vocally and in secret, and attend to all family duties," close quote. As inspiration came to the leaders of the church, home teaching was born out of this charge. President Thomas S. Monson explained, saying,
"President Hinckley cannot possibly answer every letter personally, nor can he be everywhere. Neither can those of us who assist him reach each member in every nation. However, the wisdom of the Lord provided us guidelines, whereby we who hold the priesthood of God can serve, can teach, can testify to the families of the church. Yes, I speak of home teaching. Let us review the counsel of the Lord and his prophets concerning this vital endeavor. The bishop of each ward in the church assigns priesthood holders as home teachers to visit the homes of members every month. They go in pairs. Often a youth holding the Aaronic priesthood accompanies an adult leader holding the Melchizedek priesthood. The home teaching program is a response to modern revelation, commissioning those ordained to the priesthood to, quote, teach, expound, exhort, baptize, and watch over the church, and visit the house of each member and exhort them to pray vocally and in secret, and attend to all family duties, to watch over the church always, and be with and strengthen them, and see that there is no iniquity in the church, neither hardness with each other, neither lying, backbiting, nor evil speaking."
That's President Thomas S. Monson from the October 1997 General Conference talking about the history of home teaching. Home teaching is truly an inspired program. Listen to the words of President Joseph F. Smith on the necessity of the home teaching program. He said, quote, "I don't know of any duty that is more sacred or more necessary, if it is carried out as it should be, than the duties of the teachers who visit the homes of the people, who pray with them, who admonish them to virtue and honor, to unity, to love, and to faith in and fidelity to the cause of Zion, who strive to settle uncertainties in the minds of the people and bring them to the standard of the knowledge that they should possess in the gospel of Jesus Christ. May all the people open their doors, call in the members of their families, and respect the visit of the teachers to their homes, and join with them in striving to bring about a better condition, if possible, in the home than ordinarily exists. If you can advance, try to aid the teachers to help you make that advancement." Close quote. This was not the only church leader who understood the importance of the home teaching program. Listen to President Ezra Taft Benson in the April 1987 General Conference quote Presidents Marion G. Romney and David O. McKay.
President Marion G. Romney, in General Conference, declared, "Home teaching, properly functioning, brings to the house of each member two priesthood bearers, divinely commissioned and authoritatively called into the service of their priesthood leader, the bishop. These home teachers, priesthood bearers, carry the heavy responsibility and the glorious responsibility of representing the Lord Jesus Christ in looking after the welfare of each church member. They are to encourage and inspire every member to discharge his duty, both family and church. President David O. McKay stated, "Home teaching is one of our most urgent and most rewarding opportunities to nurture and inspire, to counsel and direct our Father's children. It is a divine service, a divine call. It is our duty as home teachers to carry the divine spirit into every home and heart, to love and work and do our best will bring unbounded peace, joy, and satisfaction to the noble, dedicated teacher of God's children."
That's President Ezra Taft Benson. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A, radio.lds.org. Still with these quotes and instruction, there is more to completely understand. It's not just a program of the church. It's much more than that. President Howard W. Hunter explained that. He said, quote, "Home teaching is a way to show our faithfulness. What greater opportunity comes to us to show our priesthood faithfulness than to participate in home teaching? In so doing, we truly demonstrate our love for our fellow men by bringing to their homes spiritual and material help," close quote. Listen now to President Ezra Taft Benson in the April 1987 General Conference explain more about this program.
"Brethren, home teaching is not just another program. It is the priesthood way of watching over the saints and accomplishing the mission of the church. Home teaching is not just an assignment. It is a sacred calling. Home teaching is not to be undertaken casually. A home teaching call is to be accepted as if extended to you personally by the Lord Jesus Christ. My good brethren of the Melchizedek priesthood and the Aaronic priesthood, home teaching is an inspired program. It is the heart of caring, of loving, of reaching out to the one, both the active and the less active. It is priesthood compassionate service. It is how we express our faith in practical works. It is one of the tests of true discipleship. It is the heart of the activation effort of the church. It is a calling that helps to fulfill the scriptural injunction, out of small things proceedeth that which is large. There is no greater calling than that of a home teacher. There is no greater church service rendered to our Father in Heaven's children than the service rendered by a humble, dedicated, committed home teacher."
That's President Ezra Taft Benson. President Benson used a very important word. That word was watch. We are to watch over the families we are assigned. This is much more than an assignment from our elders' quorum. This is an assignment from the Lord. It is not a numbers game or a checklist. It is a work of the heart. You are watchmen on the tower watching over your brethren. In the April 1988 General Conference, Bishop Henry B. Eyring taught why it is important to have your heart completely in the work of home teaching.
And so he commands, watch over them always and be with and strengthen them. You can't be with them 24 hours a day. That would be always, wouldn't it? But they can be in your heart always. If you'll think about the families you visit, those of you who are blessed to be called home teachers, you know the help they need is beyond your casual effort. In my experience, I've been assigned to watch over people who struggled with divorce, with financial ruin, with children who would not respond to all parents had done, or with disease that would not respond to all that faith and medicine could do. And I've gone to a home where little twin girls were sent to the screen door to tell us that mommy and daddy were sleeping and couldn't we come another time? I knew in my heart that effort now and then wasn't enough, that going out home teaching or even giving a good lesson wouldn't do it. God called us to watch over and help people in all their struggles for physical and spiritual well-being. He called us to help by the Spirit. He called us to teach by the Spirit. He called us to live what we teach. He called us to bear testimony. He called us to love them. Now, he didn't make it that hard to test you. He gave you so high a calling because he loves you. He wants you home again. And to get there, you have to become like him. So he gives you a call that can only be done with persistence and endurance.
That's Bishop Henry B. Eyring. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A, Questions and Answers. If you have questions or comments about this program or any other program here at the Mormon Channel, you can email us. Our email address is radio@ldschurch.org. You can also podcast this program and download it. You can listen to it anytime you want. We also have a toll-free number, 1-877-MY-LDS-321. We received an email that said, every month we report our home teaching and I don't understand why it's so important. Please help me to understand more fully. That's a great question. We've been talking about the importance of home teaching. Hopefully we've been able to explain why it is so very important to do your home teaching. Just like any other commandment, there are vast blessings if you do it. However, just like any other commandment, there is a punishment fixed if you don't do it. Listen very carefully to these powerful words of warning by the prophet Spencer W. Kimball. He said, quote, "The home teacher who is assigned the responsibility of teaching families must not fail to teach or to fulfill his assignment. The penalty is more severe than he thinks. He will be held accountable for difficult situations which arrive in an assigned family and which, with diligence, he could have controlled." Close quote. Brethren of the priesthood, we cannot fail to do our home teaching each month. The blessings are incomprehensible. Listen to President Ezra Taft Benson in the April 1987 General Conference talk about the blessings of home teaching.
The same principles are involved. Caring, reaching out, teaching by the Spirit, an important message each month, a concern and loving of each member of the family. God bless the home teachers of the church. You are in the front line of defense to watch over and strengthen the individuals and the family unit. Understand the sacredness of your calling and the divine nature of your responsibility. Know well those you are to home teach. Know well your message and deliver it with spirit. And finally, truly magnify your calling as a home teacher. As you do this, I promise you the blessings of heaven and the indescribable joy that comes from helping to touch hearts, change lives, and save souls. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
That's President Ezra Taft Benson. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. If you have a question for us that you would like us to answer, please feel free to send us an email. Our email address, radio@ldschurch.org. You can also call us toll-free, 1-877-MY-LDS-321. And don't forget to check out our homepage, radio.lds.org. Thank you so much for listening to The Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to The Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.